on the morning of July 4th. One of our patrol sergeants lives out there in Hunt. And he got up, he got ready to go to work. And he realized when he hit the intersection of FM 1340 and Highway 39 that he was trapped on an island that was Hunt, Texas. And he saw people, dozens of people, trapped on roofs. He saw people trapped in swift moving water. He gave them encouragement over his public address system in his vehicle. He told them to be strong, that he would get to them as quickly as he could, and to hang on. And he knew he needed help. He went to another detective, Kerrville Police Department detective who lives out there, and he woke him up, and he said, "It's bad. I need you to get your gear on and come find me." And then he went back out. And for 13 hours, those two officers, along with some Hunt volunteer fire department firefighters and an emergency room doctor, provided care to that Hunt community. When it was safe to do so, they waded into the water and they rescued people. They got people down off of roofs. They collected them there at the Hunt School. There was a young boy with a pretty severe leg injury that was given first aid treatment throughout the day. Other people came. Many of them were injured. They provided first aid. They coordinated helicopter evacuations for the most critically injured. Communicated the situation back to our emergency dispatch center of the Kerrville Police Department. When the waters began to recede, they knew that vehicles would be making their way out there when it was safe to do so. So they went back and forth clearing out debris to clear a path for those vehicles. They saw helicopters flying back and forth, making recoveries upriver, evacuating those summer camps. And they were by themselves on that island that was Hunt, Texas, doing what they do, serving, protecting, and helping, until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when other emergency workers and high-profile vehicles were able to get out there. And here in town, in the early morning hours, it's still dark. Our officers realized that areas of town that traditionally don't flood were going to flood, and that low-lying areas close to the river were in danger. Our officers spent hours going back and forth. In that first hour, they evacuated over 100 homes and evacuated and rescued over 200 people. And to say that doesn't even come close to explaining the actions that took place. Door to door, waking people up, convincing them that yes, the floodwaters are coming and you need to leave now. They rescued people out of vehicles. They rescued people out of homes that were already flooding, pulling them out of windows. They entered water. There's a trailer park that flooded in minutes. One officer was there by himself and he realized, "I need help." He sounded his siren driving up and down those streets that were beginning to flood, calling on his PA system for folks to wake up and evacuate. And then two other officers joined him through first thigh deep, then waist deep, then chest deep water as they went from RVs and trailers and rescued people, carrying them safely through the water. Out on old FM 689, there were two people trapped in the water, clinging to a tree. Two officers were there when a third one drove up. And one of them was wrapping a 100-foot flex line garden hose around his waist to go into the water and rescue those people. And those three officers went into the water, and one of them held that hose and acted as an anchor while those other two made their way to those two victims, and they were able to evacuate them safely. Folks, I don't know how many lives our KPD team saved in an hour in Kerrville, but I know that this tragedy, as horrific as it is, could have been so much worse.